Dynamic proxies were added to the language in Java 1.3, which is over 20 years ago, to solve a problem that we had, which was whenever we used infrastructure code like RMI, similar type of things, we would have to generate, go through a separate build process to generate stubs and skeletons so that we could access the remote objects. And this was a bit of a pain because if we forgot to call RMIC after changing the interface,